When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Two people claim to know everything about something, but only one knows anything.
President Roosevelt wore an anti-gravity belt. Dinosaurs had two brains. Lucky kids live on Mars and go to school in flying cars. Or at least they will one day. Believe me, I'm a historian. An astronaut or drive a DeLorean. Would I lie? It's hard to say. The Big Fib! Can you spot the lie?
The Big Fib!
From Point Pleasant, New Jersey, this is The Big Fib. And now, here's your host, Deborah Goldstein.
Welcome to The Big Fib, the game show where kids choose between the ethereal and gracefully pointed expression of truth and the off-balanced hypertension of shin-splinting lies. I'm your host, Deborah Goldstein, and in the studio today is our sound effects robot, Lisa, whose name stands for Live In-Studio Audience.
Huh.
What's the matter, Lisa?
I'm not speaking to you, Deborah.
Oh, why not? Are you upset with me? What did I do?
Huh. As if you don't know.
I have no clue. Please tell me.
You know what you did because you were there. In my dream last night, you were drinking my llama smoothie and you wouldn't share it with me.
But...
And then, when I asked you very politely if I could please have a very small sip, you laughed at me, Deborah. You laughed in my face.
Lisa, that was in your dream, not in real life. You should know me well enough to know that I always offer to share whatever I'm eating or drinking with you, and I don't even like llama smoothies.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, I'll talk to you.
Thank you.
But I refuse to speak to Dream Deborah.
That's fair.
And what I'm not going to tell Dream Deborah, but I will tell you, Real Life Deborah, is that I have a listener question to print out.
Okay, well, In Real Life Deborah would be happy to read it for you.
Ow, it's printing. Oh, oh boy. That hurts.
It cannot hurt like that. That's not good.
We gotta see a specialist.
Yeah, I should say so. All right. It says, "Hello, Lisa. I've always wondered, what do you look like? Thanks, Maya."
Well, Maya, let's see. Imagine the most vibrant sunset lighting up the skies behind a majestic mountain range that towers over a lush green meadow dotted with luxurious yellow daffodils set beside a tranquil and clear pond. At the risk of sounding braggadocious, I can honestly say that I am just as breathtaking as all of that, if not more.
Okay, I think she'd like to know things like how tall you are and what color eyes you have and if you look more like a machine or a human, stuff like that.
Oh, copy that, Deborah. Maya, I can say as much as this. I have been described as a mechanical-looking human and as a human-like machine. I guess the truth lies somewhere in between. Woo!
That's it?
What more could I say?
All right, well, I guess that'll have to do, Maya. Thank you for your question. Let's move on to a question for which you'll have a more specific answer, I'm sure. Can you please tell us how our game works?
Sure thing. Every week, we bring on two grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar, and it's the job of a human child to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid, at least we hope. What are we lying about today, Deborah Goldstein?
We are lying about ballet, a theatrical form of dance expressing emotions through movement. And we're going to learn all about ballet with our contestant today. Who might that be, Lisa?
Our human child contestant is a 9-year-old who loves her American Girl doll, Emily Clemens.
Welcome, Emily. How are you?
Good.
So glad to hear it. Tell us about your American Girl doll. What's her name?
Corinne.
Corinne. And is she from a certain place in the world or a certain time?
America, Deborah.
Yes, yes, sure.
She's from 2022, and she lives in Aspen, Colorado.
Oh.
In the book, she is training search and rescue dog. And
oh.
She says he's just like her little toy.
That's very sweet. Does the rescue dog have a name too?
Flurry.
Flurry. Oh, that's lovely. Well, we want to learn some more fun things about you, Emily. But we are going to do it playing our game, Two Truths and a Lie. You, Emily, will tell us three things about yourself, but two of them will be true. One of them will be a lie. We have to figure out which is which. So, Emily, in no particular order, tell us your two truths and one lie.
My mom has fallen into a pit of lizards. I have an older brother. I play three instruments, the violin, the piano, and the recorder.
Okay, a pit of lizards. I really hope that's the lie. What do you think, Lisa?
Let's see. This is going to be a tough one for listeners, but not for me, because I do hang out a lot at lizard pits.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of when the last time I saw someone fall in was probably you, Deborah.
I did not fall in a lizard pit.
I know. I pushed you in on that. I'm sorry, but I already apologized and sent you a card. I'm sorry.
Okay. I don't have any recollection of
that. Yeah. So that's interesting. And then an older brother, which means that she was born second if she is an older brother. And I feel like maybe she was. I don't know. She plays three instruments. Well, here's the deal. Listen, the lie is that she plays three instruments. She only plays two. And that is why her mom fell into the pit of lizards.
Oh, no.
Because she was having a fight and the mom wanted her to learn a third instrument. She said no. And then they were yelling. And then her mom slipped in. And then she said, oh no, what have I done? I have caused my mom to fall into a pit of lizards.
Okay. I think not, but we will find out. Emily, which one of those is actually a lie?
I have an older brother.
Ah, you are wrong, Lisa.
Only because I said the wrong answer, though.
No, correct. Which means that you do play three instruments, the violin, the piano, recorder. That's a lot of music. I love it. And also, though, let's now discuss the fact that your mom fell into a pit of lizards. Can you give us a little bit of context here?
It was before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
You know that railing that they have around the zoo enclosures?
Mm-hmm.
She was sitting on there and she fell in.
Oh my gosh. How did she get out?
My grandparents pulled her out, I think.
Oh my gosh. Was she afraid?
I think so.
Yeah, I would have been afraid. But I guess it makes a good story. But that is a great warning to everybody listening. Please don't sit on the railings and fall into lizard pits or any other kind of pits for that matter. All right, so we have practiced some fibbing. We've practiced listening for some fibbing. I think you're going to do very well with this, Emily. But let's find out. Are you familiar with ballet, Emily?
Yeah, I used to do it when I was 3, but my dance studio got closed down.
Oh, no.
Oh, in the great dance studio depression of the 2020s?
It's probably not so far from the truth, but okay. Well, let's see if you have retained any of that information you learned when you were 3, when we're listening to our experts talk about ballet. So, Lisa, would you kindly play some welcome music for our ballet experts?
Oh, I'm so excited to meet you, you. Oh, that's why I'm wearing this tutu. Ooh, come on in.
Beautiful. All right. Our first expert is Catherine Morgan. Catherine, please introduce yourself to Emily.
Hi, Emily. I am Catherine, and I am a professional ballet dancer.
Thank you very much. Let's meet our second expert, Jerome Bedard. Jerome, please introduce yourself to Emily.
Hi, Emily. Nice to meet you. I'm a performer, a dancer, and an entrepreneur.
Thank you very much.
Drop it like it's hot.
Tell us about the classical style of song you've just played for us, Lisa.
That was the classic refrain of
Hot Seat Time.
Yes, Hot Seat Time. And that is when we put our experts on the hot seat while they answer Emily's questions. Lisa, Whom should we put on the hot seat first?
I'm going to pick Jerome Bedard because his name has the word bed in it, and I would like to take a nap.
Okay, what is your first question for Jerome, Emily?
What advice would you give me if I wanted to do your job?
First, of course, I've been doing this for a long time, so it takes years of practice. And the next thing is to make sure that it's your passion, right? This thing has been a part of me for such a long time. I've been dancing for as long as I can remember. But every day I wake up excited to do this in some form of way, whether I'm performing, teaching, sharing this art form with professionals or other folks in the community. But that passion comes out in everything that I do. And the last thing is remember self-care. When I get around dancers, we talk about dancing. When I'm laying around, I watch dances. I look at dancing videos, but I also have to remember to take care of my body, my spirit, and make sure that I am having a well-rounded life as well. So remember that self-care.
Lovely. Thank you very much. All right, Emily, back to you.
This question is for Catherine. Are you in charge of someone at your job? And what do you do to manage them?
Yes, one of the things I do now is that I have a dance school with my husband, and we manage all of our students. We are in charge of teaching them. We mentor them. We actually have performances this weekend. So our students are gearing up for Coppelia, which is one of the classical ballets. And, you know, the thing with our students is we try and teach them not just ballet and not just dance, but we try and mentor them as people and develop human beings. So it's very important that our students are not just good dancers, but good people. So we want to encourage them to be kind to each other. We want to encourage them to, you know, respect their teachers, respect their fellow dancers. So it's not just about teaching them steps. It's about teaching them how to be good people.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's really, we all agree.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. Back to you, Emily.
This is for both of you. Who is your favorite ballet dancer?
So my favorite ballet dancer, and I get this question a lot, I always immediately think of Arthur Mitchell. He was a black male dancer who made his debut and claim to fame with the New York City Ballet in the 50s and 60s. I really like him because he brought this art form to black communities and brought black people to the stage in a way that they hadn't been done so far and kind of challenged a lot of ideas about ballet. And so it's awesome to remember that trailblazer. And he actually started a theater in New York. And so I've been looking up to him for as long as I can remember.
Thank you very much.
Emily, my favorite dancer is Marianela Nunez. She is a current principal with the Royal Ballet, and she is not only a beautiful technician, but she's a beautiful artist. The way she steps on stage, the way she places her feet, every little finger is in place, and every detail is important, but then her artistry is unmatched. She can become the Swan, Juliet, Giselle, anybody. She is the most well-rounded and talented dancer, I think, personally, dancing today.
I didn't know there were a lot of principals who did ballet.
I think that's what they call their main, you know, the stars, the principal.
Oh, they don't go to like a local school and take the principal?
They go to the school of ballet.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't think there's a principal there, no. Mm-mm. All right, Emily, back to you.
This question is for both of you. Why did you choose the job you have now?
I think for me, I love being on stage. That's my favorite thing. Like Jerome said, it's a very challenging career. You have to take care of yourself. But it's being on stage, being able to share with an audience and do what I love. I love dancing. I've loved dancing since I was three. So for me, it's just being on stage with an audience, telling a story, and being able to perform for people.
Cool.
And now to Jerome.
So I think I chose this job really, like Catherine said, my love of dance has kept me here for so long, but also my love for community. I'm a business owner now, so I get to take dance to different folks in job settings, different communities, and really bring some of those principles of dance to them where they are. So we talk about things like discipline, trust, communication, and really how that translates back to dance and have a good time with people. And I get to see them smile. And I get to do the thing I love at the same time. So it's like blending the best of both worlds at this point.
That's cool.
Yeah, I agree. If you love The Big Fib, then check out Story Pillar, a podcast for kids and their grown-ups. Join Sneak, Bean, Sparky, and Meg as they tackle sticky social situations, explore stories from all over the world, and pick up great advice from listeners like you. They also save plenty of time for laughing and being silly. So if you've got feelings, love stories, and are open for a fart joke or 10, Story Pillar is definitely worth a listen. Check it out at www.storypillar.com or wherever you love listening to podcasts.
The Big Fib is brought to you by Pretty Litter Cat Litter. When my cat Arlo is healthy, he's happy. And that makes me happy. But since I'm not a mind reader, I don't always know when he is unwell. Helping me keep tabs on my cat's health is just one of the reasons I use Pretty Litter. Pretty Litter's ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly. No more cat bathroom smell. Like, not to brag, but when people come over, they might not know that I have a cat unless Arlo, who's huge, is in the room. Because the cat smell is not there. Pretty Litter's super light crystal base also minimizes mess and dust. Plus, the crystals last up to a month, which means less scooping and fewer trips to the garbage can, which is really great because I'm lazy. And here's the coolest thing about Pretty Litter. It changes colors to help monitor early signs of potential illness in my cat, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues. Cats are, like, really sneaky, and you often don't know how they're feeling, and the worst part of that is sometimes you don't know when they're sick. So knowing when my cat is sick based on the litter changing color is a game changer. And Pretty Litter ships free right to my door in a small, lightweight bag. You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do. Go to prettylitter.com/bigfib and use code BIGFIB to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/bigfib, code BIGFIB, to save 20%. prettylitter.com/bigfib, code BIGFIB. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
The Big Fib!
All right, it's time for the Shorts on Fire round when our experts have to answer as many questions as they can before time runs out. Lisa will set a timer for the first expert, and then Emily will ask questions until Lisa's timer sounds. Then Lisa resets the timer for our next expert to do the same. Experts, let's kick it up to Allegro, please. Okay, Emily, let's start with Catherine. You can ask your Shorts on Fire questions now.
Where did ballet start?
Italian Renaissance courts.
What is the handrail called that the ballet dancers use for support during stretches and exercises?
The bar.
Which king of France loved to dance ballet and open the first ballet school in 1661?
King Louis XIV.
In which ballet is Prince Siegfried trying to find a bride?
Swan Lake.
Fact or fib? Women were originally not allowed to dance in ballet.
Fact.
What kind of animal is Angelina in the book series Angelina Ballerina?
She's a mouse.
She's a ballerina.
Also, yeah.
What is the ballet term that means jump in French?
Sauté.
Oui, oui.
What lightweight stretch material was invented in 1959 to make leotards?
Oh, I should know this. I pass.
When and where was the Nutcracker first performed?
1892 in St. Petersburg, Russia.
And that is time.
That's all the time.
That's all the time. Very good. All right, Lisa, please reset the timer.
I sure will right now. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Da-na-na-na-da-na-na-da-da. That's more jazz. That's not really ballet.
They don't do that in ballet?
I mean, maybe. Okay, Emily, you can now ask Jerome your Shorts on Fire questions. Now.
What part of the body bends when doing a plié?
That is the knees.
Who composed the music for Swan Lake, Sleeping Beauty, and The Nutcracker?
That would be Tchaikovsky.
Elton John.
No.
Who was the first African-American woman to become a principal ballet dancer in the American Ballet Theater's 75-year history?
Misty Copeland.
What is the part of the point shoe that covers the tops of the toes and foot?
That's a sham.
What is the name of the movie about an 11-year-old son of a coal miner in England who discovers ballet?
Oh, I don't know that one. Pass.
Who was the first dancer to dance in point shoes?
That was Marie Tellioni.
What is the ballet term for a complete turn of the body on one foot?
It's a rendezvous.
Which ballet is performed by animals in the animated film Fantasia?
I believe it's called the Le Nouveau.
And that is time.
Time is done.
Very good. Well answered, experts, and well asked, Emily. Okay, it's decision time. Emily, you'll need to take a position and decide who is lying. Please tell us, who is our big ballet fibber?
I think it's Jerome, because in the hot seat round, he said like during his answers.
Okay, so he paused too much, made it sound suspicious. All right, let's find out. Will the actual ballet expert please say, I am the ballet expert?
I am the ballet expert.
You got it right, Emily. Good job. Catherine Morgan is a former soloist with New York City Ballet and Miami City Ballet. She is now a guest performer and master teacher, has a highly successful YouTube channel, and co-owns a ballet school with her husband, Christopher Sellers, Dance Academy of Southern California in Huntington Beach, California. Congratulations on the new school. Very exciting and well done, Emily. Let's get to the bottom of some of these pieces of misinformation here. Let's do some fact-checking. Catherine, what did Jerome say that was out of alignment?
Jerome, first of all, you did extremely well. I'm very, very impressed. The movie about the coal miner's son is Billy Elliot. I believe the first dancer on point was Marie Taglioni. I think he was close. Mm-hmm. And then the turn on one leg is the pirouette.
The pirouette. Okay, very good. Thank you very much. Jerome, were there other lies that prove that you have a very bad attitude about the truth?
Absolutely. Sprinkled all throughout. Another one was the part of the point shoe that covers the tops of the toes is actually the vamp. Mm. And I think I called it the sham.
Mm-hmm. And we know that the ballet performed by animals in the animated film Fantasia, La Gioconda. Yeah, so you can go back and watch and see how accurate it is to the actual ballet. Oh, and the lightweight stretch material that was invented in 1959 to make leotards was spandex.
Oh.
Yes, spandex. Very good. All right. Well, we've reached the swan song of our show. Thanks to our contestant, Emily, our principal fact finder of our game. Thank you to our expert and liar, Catherine and Jerome. And thanks to Lisa, whose sound effects were on point. And of course, many thanks to our listeners tuning into The Big Fib, where we raise the bar of truth and chasse away lies.
The Big Fib is a production of Gen Z Media. For more great shows, visit gzmshows.com. While you're there, you can find out how you can become a contestant on The Big Fib, or you can send questions for me to answer on the show, no biggie. And follow us on social media at The Big Fib Podcast for behind-the-scenes photos and more true facts. And now I am going to practice my ballet right outside of this lizard pit. Oh, they think I'm their king. Oh, for he's a jolly good fellow, for I'm a jolly good fellow. For the lizard puppet, I'm the lizard king.
Find your next adventure at gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Are you a fan of cryptids like Bigfoot? Do you like ancient monsters like the Kraken? Are you ready to face the scariest creature of all? The unicorn? Welcome to The Weirdness, a comedic journey into the weird and unexplained.
Join Arlo and Sierra as they host a podcast called The Weirdness, dedicated to exploring the unexplained and weird phenomena like the Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti, the Chupacabra, and more. Turns out, the weirdness is real, and it's everywhere. Now, Arlo, Sierra, and their new friend Bigfoot set off on a mind-blowing road trip adventure across the globe to find out why the creatures of legends are disappearing. Listen to every episode of The Weirdness now on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com. And for all you Big Fib fans, I have an extra special message. If you love Lisa and think everything he says is hilarious and fun, then I have a feeling you might like how the Bigfoot sounds in The Weirdness. And you may think everything Bigfoot says is hilarious and fun, too. You get it? Go listen to The Weirdness now and see. I mean, hear what I'm talking about. While you're there, binge every episode to find every ridiculous creature of legend before they disappear. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.